Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The American Civil Liberties Union is challenging President Trump's new order on migrants. The order denies asylum to migrants if they cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. The ACLU says what the president is doing is illegal, but there seems to be a question about that. After all, do people who arrive in the country illegally have any legal rights? For more on that, let's go to CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, I guess that is a question. If you enter the country illegally, do you have legal protection?
Well, you don't have protection to receive asylum after the president's new proclamation, the effect of which goes into effect tomorrow. You can only seek asylum if you enter into the country legally. Now, you can still seek withholding from removal proceedings. There are other proceedings, but not asylum. And remember, asylum always had a privileged spot here in our immigration laws, because the whole point of asylum is that you're seeking refuge as a refugee because you're fleeing violence and persecution. There was never a rule before today that you had to enter into only the proper ports of call at official border crossings. The idea is if you're fleeing persecution and violence, no matter how you get here, we will let you seek asylum. No longer is that true, essentially, at the southern border.
When will the courts take this up? Obviously, the migrant caravan is slowly making its way toward the border. When might this end up in the courts, and will it take a long time to reach a decision?
Well, the ACLU filed a lawsuit today, basically arguing that this violates longstanding congressional policy on not creating a ban for asylum based merely on the manner of your entry, right? The idea, this is new. As I said before, the whole point is that you can, no matter how you got here, legally or illegally, one could always ask for asylum. Now, remember, that doesn't mean you get asylum. It just means that you're seeking asylum, and you could end up being deported because you were denied asylum. But now, if you enter illegally, you are forbidden from even trying to get asylum. This is going to move very quickly to the courts. It's interesting because the president in this case invoked the magic language of national security, which is the language that seemed to have worked with the Supreme Court on the Muslim ban. And the president has picked up on that theme and has decided to invoke it here as well. So the argument, the justification for changing the rules as applying to asylum are now based on national security. That's yet again, that's a bigger stretch than you even get with the Muslim ban. Are we thinking that the caravan, are there terrorists within them? Because that's really the argument that you seem to be making if you're saying you want to stop the caravan from entering.
All right, thank you, Thane. That's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.